A lot has happened in Gloucester in the year since the police chief there, Leonard Campanello, announced that police would help drug users get into addiction treatment rather than arrest them. More than 400 people have gone to the Gloucester Police Station for help, and more than 100 police departments around the country have started similar programs. Chief Campanello was even recognized at the White House. So, on its anniversary, WBUR's Deborah Becker has this look at the Gloucester program called the Angel Program.
It was 1 year ago today that 31-year-old Steve Lesnikowski flew to Massachusetts from his native California and became the first participant in the Gloucester program.
You know, I was the first person in the United States to walk into a police station, admit that I'm a heroin addict, and literally was like, please help me.
Police assigned a volunteer or angel to work with Lesnikowski. He went to a 4-day detox program, and then, because of insurance, Lesnikowski went back to California for longer treatment.
I ended up getting high that night that I left treatment, so I was back in the same position, and I had no idea how I got there.
Lesnikowski then was living in a car and says he was suicidal. After a few weeks, he decided to listen to his phone messages, one from Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello, who started the Angel program. The chief was checking in on Lesnikowski since he left Massachusetts.
And I heard the message that he left me, and he said, I don't care where you are, what you're doing. I just want to know that you're okay. And I ended up calling him back. And, I broke down crying on the phone, and I told him what was going on and that I was in the same position again and that I needed help. And then he offered a treatment bed out here, and I've been here since August 7th of last year.
Chief Campanello started the Angel program after repeatedly witnessing the ravages of the opioid epidemic, skyrocketing overdose deaths, increasing drug-related crimes, and officers often arresting the same people over and over again. So Campanello felt that police had to do something different.
We're an entity that, right, wrong, or indifferent, has a very loud voice in this right now that people seem to be paying attention to. Our job is to lend that voice to people who are suffering from this disease and their support groups.
Also, Campanello says statistics show the program's working. In the first 5 months of 2015, he says there were 5 fatal drug overdoses in Gloucester. In the first 5 months of this year, there's been 1. The chief also says since the program started, there's been a 27% reduction in drug-related crimes.
It appears that crimes that are ancillary to the disease of addiction, the crimes of desperation, shoplifting, larceny, smash and grabs, have declined since the beginning of the program.
Those aren't the only statistics. Boston University School of Public Health researchers are following up with program participants. So far, they've reached about 200 of the more than 400 people who've gone to Gloucester Police for help over the past year. The early numbers suggest almost 70% of the participants completed a treatment program, but 40% of the 100 people who would answer the question say they did use drugs after first contacting police. BU Public Health Professor David Rosenblum says those numbers are still an improvement.
I think we are ultimately going to see that people who receive the kind of help that they've received by going into a police station, of all places, where people have treated them with respect and dignity, we think that people going through a program like that with continuing support are more likely to be successful in entering recovery than people who don't get this kind of help.
Rosenblum says the Angel program has saved lives, shed light on weaknesses in the treatment system, and has changed the conversation about law enforcement's role in the opioid epidemic. But Essex County District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett remains skeptical. He maintains that police don't have the legal authority to promise amnesty to people possessing illegal drugs. And he wants to see hard data about the program, including outcomes. But Campanello says with opioid addiction, not much is certain, and police should try to help.
The only guarantee we've ever made is that we'll be here for the rest of the person's life who becomes a participant. Whatever period of recovery they're in, even if it's in relapse, we'll continue to be here.
And Steve Lesnikowski, the first Angel Program participant, says Chief Campanello's continuing involvement over the past year was crucial to his ability to put an end to his 13-year opioid habit, a habit that began when he was prescribed painkillers for a high school sports injury. Now, Lesnikowski lives in East Boston with roommates, has a car, and is planning to return to school to finish his degree this fall.
This life that's kind of come together is beyond anything I ever dreamed. It's amazing. I think back to where I was this time last year. I can't describe the amount of gratitude that I have.
And Lesnikowski plans to show that gratitude by working in the recovery community, maybe even with police, to assist others struggling with opioid use. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.